I think we learned a lot late last year when the health waiting list bill, which was introduced by our Sinn Féin health spokesperson, David Cullinan, was voted down by government. And that would have given patients legal rights. It would have given targets, clear timelines, transparency around all of this. And the government voted it down. There's a wider issue too, that it's not just about the waiting list for outpatient appointments in hospitals. There's 300,000 people waiting for basic diagnostic scans like MRIs. There's 200,000 waiting for community-based care appointments. So all of this is interlinked, and we are concerned that the government are looking to cook the books in terms of the numbers rather than actually address this crisis head on.
The term cooking the books, it's quite a strong accusation from Sinn Féin.
Yeah, I think that the minister is looking, you know, in terms of flow, you know, the flow of patients through and plans around different hospitals. But what you have to put in place is resources right across the system. I mean, I just think it's outrageous that a person, you take the typical person there, they're waiting, first of all, for a consultation. They'll wait months for that. They then will wait months, maybe even years, for a basic diagnostic scan that that people can walk in off the street and pay for if they want within a week. And then you're waiting for care in the community. The whole thing is interlinked, and I don't see any evidence. The fact they voted down our bill, which would have had clear targets, it was in line with Sláinte Care. They voted against the very policy that in their manifestos Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael said they would adhere and implement, and they voted it down. So I'm just not convinced that they're serious about this, other than messing around with numbers and trying to fool people. And that's our view. Hopefully they might prove us wrong, but we're not convinced based on the evidence so far.